Medill sophomore Sophie D'Amato estimates 75% of her wardrobe is thrifted. She is just one Northwestern student buying clothes secondhand in Evanston, Chicago, and online.
I would say I first got into thrifting, actually, like, the beginning. I would say, honestly, like, the end of middle school.
In her hometown near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, she said she and her friends got into buying and selling secondhand clothes in an effort to be more sustainable. D'Amato started selling items on online resale platforms like Poshmark and Depop, and she said she has made hundreds of dollars in sales. She recommends these platforms for people looking to get started in thrifting.
I'm surprised more people at Northwestern don't use Depop. It's something you can, like, get on your phone and do, like, while walking to class or, like, those few minutes you have before class and look at, like, your curated style pick.
As for thrift stores in Chicago, D'Amato recommends Buffalo Exchange and the Brown Elephant in Andersonville. Weinberg sophomore Evie Berg's favorite thrifting spots are Crossroads Trading Post on Sherman Avenue and Stepping Out on Faith Consignment on Orrington Avenue.
I like to pop in whenever I'm downtown. Super fun. They always have, like, good things or, like, fun things at least to look at.
Berg said she first got into thrifting in her hometown of Berkeley, California.
I kind of just, like, grew up, like, going to, like, fun, quirky vintage stores, and so I've always wanted to check them out in Evanston.
Weinberg Jr. Julia Ortiz also got into thrifting at home. She is from Denver, Colorado, and she said she started thrifting in high school to find unique vintage t-shirts and sweatshirts. Ortiz said she and her friends like to go to Village Discount, which is a chain of resale outlets with locations in the North Shore area. For people interested in starting to thrift, Ortiz recommends stores like Crossroads, which offer a more curated experience.
Also, with thrifting, it's good to go in with, like, a couple, like, goals. Otherwise, it's, like, kind of easy to get overwhelmed.
D'Amato cautions against going in with overly specific expectations.
I try to keep it really open-minded because I like to experiment with texture and shape a lot of the time.
Thrifting also allows students to find unique pieces and shop more ethically.
My rule of thrifting is I always buy furs and leather thrifting.
Berg said she has found leather belts at Stepping Out on Faith Consignment. Ortiz said she likes to avoid the waste of fast fashion by thrifting.
The amount of waste that the fashion industry produces is, like, very much, like, fueled by a lot of the stores that, like, college kids can afford. So it's kind of nice to be able to, like, offset that by, like, not over-consuming, like, fast fashion.
One of D'Amato's favorite thrifted pieces is a pair of cowboy boots she found on Depop this summer. She said she loves the element of surprise in thrifting.
My favorite part about thrifting is that you never really know what you're going to find. Like, I never really walk into a thrift store having a precise idea.
Whether they're taking a day trip into the city to thrift or swiping through Depop on the way to class, some students at Northwestern are thrifting to find interesting clothing more sustainably. For WNUR News, I'm Catherine Odom.